and Dee Dee, and then those driving through the flakes, we're beginning to see little pockets of unusual delays, if you will. And that's what happens when you see the big flakes. Reminder, it could still be slippery, especially on elevated surfaces, with caution exiting on ramps and bridges and overpasses. But if your wiper or if your wipers are on, that's a cue to turn all of your lights on for safety. That said, if you're riding the roller coaster to the north side of the Beltway, there are no incidents in your travel lanes, but anticipate some slowdowns. Same with 270 riding north of Germantown. Whatever may have been is cleared. Nothing in your travel lanes. DC 295, heavy and slow in both directions. They're expanding this roadway between Pennsylvania Avenue and East Capitol Street, and those delays can be expected. Same 301, they work every afternoon, and heading north passing Leland, you're still staying to the right to get by. We have not gotten an all clear on a crash 301 in Brandywine. Riding south near Missouri Avenue, units were still marked on scene. On the Beltway, two work zones, not costing much time, but in Prince George's, inner loop passing Branch Avenue, you'll find a left lane closed, and north, the inner loop passing through McLean and George Washington Parkway, the right lane is blocked. Get the fastest local alerts and accurate 24/7 forecast with WeatherBug. It's easy to use, so the weather never takes you by surprise. Download the free WeatherBug app today. I'm Mary DuPont for your next report in 10 minutes.